I make up my mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I make out up my mind. I really do. I make up my mind. As I go through life, I'm faced with many challenges, things that want to get my attention and things that want to divert me from my path that is very important to me. And I just make up my mind. I'm going to be untouched. I'm going to walk my way. I'm going to listen to the divine within me and know that that is it. Now, for years we've been teaching specific and general healing. Specific healing is when I say my foot is whole and perfect. General healing, we say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect, meaning everything, every part of me, every whit. And when you say that, then of course you got everything. Now, I've also been sharing with you how anytime you make a specific request for a specific healing, you're liable to end up short. And people who are in the know say that if they are asked, if you had one wish to make, what wish would you make? And people who are in the know say, I wish that I had all the wishes in the world. Well, now, that's not the way the ball rolls. You know, that's not the way the game is played. You don't wish that you had all the wishes in the world, because then you're always wishing. You're always wanting something. Your life is not fulfilled. If you say, what wish would you like? My wish is that I am fulfilled in every possible way. My wish is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, aware that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, I guess that's really where the wish comes from, that I am aware of it. And when you're aware of it, then you can be untouched. Now, how many of us allow ourselves to be aware of how wonderful we are? We had a request from a man the other day, and in his request he asked for nothing. He just sent us his experiences from other work experiences from other schools and his resume in various order, and he didn't tell us what the resume was for. He didn't tell us why he was sending the resume. He just told us that this is what he had accomplished and that these schools that he was working with were schools that prepared people to be teachers, but he, in his school, he had no major in his university. He didn't have a major in being a teacher. He just had a major in getting out through the school, of getting a degree, because his certificates were all in subjective art, you know, not objective art, but subjective art, where you just do what you feel comfortable doing. And of course, most of us could do what we feel comfortable doing. Now, I really haven't figured out what this guy wants to do, so I wrote him a letter and I said, here's the syllabus, you know. You probably know that the University of Healing is where you be yourself and have fun and say I like me and work in that positive way, and that's probably what you have in mind. But let me know, here's the syllabus. If what we say turns you on, then send it in and we'll go on from there. Send in your check along with it right away too, so that we know that your donation for your enrollment is properly handled. And so we'll see what he does. Now, the next step is his. Now, his enrollment in this college was way back in the 90s. And so quite likely he's tried many things since then. And he wants to find something that has meaning for him. What has meaning for you? Have you been able to sit down and say to yourself, this is who I am. This is what makes my life have meaning. This is what I want to be. Just like we said a little while ago, do you want to be the perfect wife or husband? Do you want to be the perfect being? Do you want to be the perfect man, the perfect woman? Or do you want to just be perfect? I am perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect. You see, what do you want to be? Now, do you want to be specific? Oh, I'd like to be the perfect wife or the perfect husband. Oh, my, that would be so wonderful. Oh, golly, that'd be so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. No. Anytime we say the perfect man, we have an idea what the perfect man is. Anytime we say the perfect wife or husband, we have an idea what that perfect wife or husband should be. And you get the idea of should. Don Stecktab loves that word, should. He runs into that all the time in his work. But should be, and no, there is no should be in life. There is only what am I? Am I happy? Am I joyous? Am I free now all the time? Am I living my life in a wonderful, positive way? What is my direction for myself? What's my goal? What do I think for myself? What is my dream? I asked Ellen this morning, as we were learning Apple together, to think about writing a program, a resume, so to speak, for the University of Healing. And she says, well, let me think about it. I said, well, if you do that, write the program so that the University of Healing is worldwide and successful in every way, which it is, but even more abundant, even more abundant. And so now Ellen is going to create some dramatic piece of architecture that's going to tell the story of how we are going to work through the internet or whatever fields are going to work to do beautiful things. And I'm very eager to look forward to what she comes up with. And it's only going to take her 2 or 3 nights, you know, to do it. But it's a lot of fun. And what happens when you do it? What's the first thing you do when you do what you want to do? You go do something different. You know that? As soon as you find out what you want to do, yeah, and you do it, then you go and do something different. If you train to be a teacher, you can be sure that you're going to be a physicist. You know? If you train to be a physicist, you can be sure you're going to be a theologian. You know, not that one or the other leads to that, but you're going to be something different. Totally different from whatever it is you thought you wanted to be. Because when we let go and let the divine in us have full reign, I am my divine self revealed. Wow! What's my divine self revealed? I don't know, but I think it's got to be good, you know? And go for it. And when you do that, what happens to you? Life is fun. Life is fun. So think of those things and think of how it would apply to you. And sure, you've had lots of goals. Every couple of years, you change jobs. Every couple of years, you do something. And then all of a sudden, you find out what you really like to do. And you've always been doing that sub rosa without the knowledge of other people. And now you can do it out in the open. And you can be the genius you are, the genius artist, writer, theologian, speaker, whatever. So let go and let the divine in you be revealed today. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.